My name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Anna. This is Joseph with the Intake Center. I have Miss Alfreda Hall. First name is A-L-F, as in Frank, R-E, D as in David, A as in Alpha. Last name Hall, H-A-L-L. Best phone number, 478-508-7598. She's a new claimant for Depo Provera.
For Depo Provera. Okay, you can go ahead and complete the transfer, Joseph. Thank you so much and have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much. Miss Hall, she'll take you from here. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello, is this Miss Alfreda?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. Were you interested in getting to know more about the Depo Provera lawsuit? Did you want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? Okay, got it. Just bear with me one moment here. Okay, and before we go ahead and do that, I do just want to confirm some basic information for you here. I want to confirm that your first name is Alfreda. Is that A-L-F-R-E-D-A?
Correct.
Last name Hall, H-A-L-L. Is that also right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And the best phone number for you is 478-508-7598. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And it was the Depo Provera lawsuit that you were looking to participate in. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Have you already found an attorney to assist you, or this would be the first time?
This would be the first time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation with any other law firm. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
Right.
Got it. Okay, and were you the one that had taken the Depo shots for at least one full year, having at least four separate injections?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And after taking the Depo shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it meningioma of the brain or spine?
The brain.
The brain. Okay, got it. Do you have the date that you were diagnosed by chance?
Yes, November the 23rd, 2016.
Did you say that was 2016 or 2015?
November 23rd, 2016.
16, thank you so much. Okay, and how did they diagnose you? Was it through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
It was through the blood test work that was done, an MRI scan, and a biopsy.
Biopsy, okay. Thank you so much for sharing that. And may I please have your date of birth?
11/13/86.
Thank you so much. And besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Was it the name brand Depo Provera that you were using, or was it
generic?
Yes. Depo Provera, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay, you said you used it for at least a year with at least four separate injections. If you can recall, when was it that you started using the Depo Provera? Do you remember the year, the month and year by chance?
It was around September 2012.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put then September 1st of 2012 as a rough estimate when you started, okay?
Okay.
When would you say that you stopped using it? Do you remember the year?
It was about around November 2016.
Okay, then the same thing, I'll go ahead and put November the 1st of 2016 as a rough estimate of when you stopped, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start forming up the consent forms for you here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And besides your first name as Alfreda and last name Hall, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
First and last.
Thank you so much. And may I please have your social, please? If you don't feel comfortable sharing the entire, just the last four is fine.
5183.
Thank you so much. What's going to be the best email address for you?
TremeraShay@gmail.com.
Would you be able to spell that out for me?
TremeraShay@gmail.com.
Thank you so much. All right. And this is the best phone number for you, so let me go ahead and put that in. And what's going to be the best address for you?
1251 Dewey Street.
Okay. Is that in Macon?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a unit number or is that a house?
It's house.
Okay. So I have 1251 Dewey Street in Macon, Georgia, 31206. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. All right, and now we're going to go ahead and discuss the medical information here. Prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with any other forms of cancer?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you remember who it was that diagnosed you with the meningioma? Do you have that doctor's name?
Dr. Peter Holliday.
Holliday. Okay, got it. Peter Holliday. And you saw him in Macon, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Was he also the same doctor that treated you as well, or is that a separate doctor?
Yes.
He's the same one? Okay, perfect. Okay, and now the next thing I wanted to go over.
But he
you.
Didn't do, like, the treatment.
Oh, okay. Do you remember who it was that did the treatment?
When I had got treated, mm-hmm. I had received a cranial surgery, and then after that, I did the radiation therapy.
Oh, I see.
And the doctor that did that, the cranial, he was the one that did the cranial tummy surgery, Dr. Peter Holliday, but he didn't do the radiation therapy.
Okay. Who did the radiation therapy? Do you remember that doctor's name?
Dr. Robert Allen.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And is that in Macon as well?
Yes, correct.
Okay, thank you. So pretty much you started with Dr. Peter Holliday and then had gone to Dr. Allen for the cranial surgery.
No, Dr. Allen for the radiation therapy.
For the radiation therapy. Okay, got it. Okay, and now the next question I wanted to go over with you is who had originally prescribed you the depo shots? Do you remember that doctor's name, or was that at
yes,
like a woman's
that was
facility?
Dr. Okay. Stephen Durso. He was a gynecologist.
Okay, Durso. Okay, found him. Okay, Stephen Michael Durso. Okay, I see. Okay. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put all this information here. And did you have the shots there at his facility, or did he prescribe them home and you picked them up at a local pharmacy?
No, at the facility.
At the facility. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, and at all these doctors' offices, specifically Dr. Peter Holliday as well as Dr. Allen, they are going to have the medical records showing your diagnosis and treatment. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. It could be anyone you like. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just so that we have a second number on file.
Okay. I'm not good with numbers, so just,
that's okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and put me on speaker.
My sister.
Okay, what's your sister's first name?
Ashley. A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Perfect. And I'm ready for her phone number whenever you're able to pull it up on your phone.
478-321. 0517.
Perfect. Yeah, and I know it's especially with the phones these days, I don't even remember anyone's phone number either. So you're perfectly fine on that. Okay, so I have the consent forms here. I'm going to go ahead and draw them up. In the meantime, if I'm not already, feel free to put me on speaker.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. And I'll just go over all this information one more time since they are now in the forms. And then it'll be sent to both email and text message. So whichever one pops in first, you can go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
So you are confirming that you are indeed Alfreda Hall at 1251 Dewey Street in Macon, Georgia, 31206. Is that that correct?
Correct.
And you are confirming that your date of birth is November 13, 1986, with the last four as 5183. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, so I just sent that over. When you see that notification, let's go ahead and click on that text or email. Okay, and once you do, go ahead and click on that. You should now see, once you click the start button, the yellow box with a downward facing arrow. Go ahead and click on that, and you can either draw your signature the way you normally do, or click where it says select style, and they'll generate one for you.
Okay. Okay, shit came through.
Perfect. Okay, so there's going to be a continue button on your end, but you can actually just exit from the website. That's just making you create an account, but we don't need you to do that. And if you ever want to reference back to this document, it'll always be in your email for you to look back to, okay? That's for your own protection.
Okay.
Okay, so everything looks good here, and that's basically it at this point within the next 4 days. So right around Christmas time or maybe after, someone from the law firm is going to be giving you a call. It's about 5 minutes. They just want to confirm all this info with you again, and then they'll go ahead and start pulling your records, okay?
Okay.
And that's basically it. In a couple minutes here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number, so in case you ever have questions or want updates on your case, just feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. I do hope that we are able to get you some justice here, okay? You have a good rest of your day, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now.